This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore.
For being here today. We have a great show. We're going to jump right into it and head over to the desk for some headlines. Okay, it's time for Drew's News, your good news bridge over troubled waters. And with me at the desk, the Simon to my Garfunkel, Rossi Ross Matthews.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Hi, Drew.
Hi, Rossi. Love you.
Love you.
Oh, yay. Oh, and I'm really excited because today we are joined by an incredible guest. She is a drag race icon, actor, and you can currently catch her on the Emmy-nominated HBO show We're Here, where she travels all across small-town America to make drag dreams come true. But it's just so full of humanity. I am so excited, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Please welcome DJ Pierce, better known as Shangela.
Oh my gosh, hallelujah, hello.
Oh my God, I mean, you're so famous. It's so wonderful that you would take the time to come by Rossi and I's news desk.
Excuse me, did she just call me famous? This is Drew Barrymore and Ross Matthews, hallelujah. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, if you say your name, I mean, a lot of people speak up. People really love you. You have garnered a lot of loyalty and fandom over the years and a tremendous amount of respect. You are huge and very, very loved in your field.
Oh, thank you. You know what? I'm very grateful for all the love, and thank you so much. It's just, I was shown love in my family, in my town and growing up. And so I feel that everyone deserves to feel that. Mm. And that's why I love to share love with people.
Well, that's a perfect transition to your show, which I cannot recommend more. It's called We're Here. It's on HBO Max. It's been Emmy nominated. I saw the first episode, basically the pilot. And what you need to know about this show, as far as I'm concerned, is it's a lot of what I'd like to accomplish here on our show. Mm-hmm. It doesn't wrap everything up in a bow. It's allowing to have people be who they are, feel the way they feel. And there's an honesty about the show that is so authentic.
Well, it's a docuseries. And everything that people have been going through in their lives, in their real lives, we are have the opportunity to give them an amplification, a microphone, a camera to share that story. And we don't cut anything out that is not real and authentic. Because let me tell you something. When people see the show, they sometimes say, I cried, or I laughed, or I connected with it. You don't have to be gay or queer to watch We're Here and really connect with it, because it is real.
Yeah.
It is real, and sometimes people pull a real connection from this. And like being here with you, it's just brilliant. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm so proud.
All right, let's get into some headlines.
Yes, the news, yes.
Okay, well, first, Ross, you're up.
An outfielder for the Atlanta Braves has been showing up to work with a fabulous accessory. Suddenly, I'm into baseball. GQ reports. This player, his name is Jock, which is not a joke. Jock Peterson has been playing in the field wearing pearls. Yeah, Jock says they're 100% real pearls, and there's no big story behind them. He's just a fan of pearls. And, you know, men have been doing this. We've seen a lot of them in pearls. Shawn Mendes, ASAP Rocky, Usher, Harry Styles, they've all been wearing pearls. I will say this is the first athlete I've seen wearing them. And I think this is what baseball needed, just a little more accessorizing.
Shangela, thoughts?
Listen, I think that Mr. Jock should be able to be allowed and supported in what he wants to wear.
Yes.
Fashion is about your own freedom and your expression. It does not, like, denote what kind of gender identity or sexual preference you have. It's a set of pearls. Mm-hmm. Let the man wear the pearls. The question is, did he catch the ball?
Yes, thank you.
They do that in baseball, right?
That is a good point. I actually have a picture. I went with my ex-boyfriend to a premiere. That's my ex-boyfriend, Eric Erlandson. He's the sweetest person on planet Earth. But he's wearing a pearl necklace.
Do you remember when he put the pearls on? Were you like, cute? Or were you like, those are pearls?
I was like, that is so hot.
Yeah.
And look, it's like Machine Gun Kelly. You know, he's wearing the pearls today. It's mm-hmm. full circle. I think a man in a strand of pearls is super cool. Harry Styles does it. Yeah. Like, everybody worships Harry Styles, right?
Yeah, of course.
So I'm totally into this, huh?
Yes.
But it's true, I've never seen it on a more manly man on a baseball diamond.
But, you know, it's amazing to see us breaking down gender stereotypes. Because mm-hmm. that's what we have. We have this idea of what a man can wear and what a woman can wear and what you can and can't. We just need to break that down and allow people to be people. I'm so happy to be able to express myself in drag. I have a wig on. I know you thought it was real. I have a wig.
It does look really good.
But, you know, it's about your expression of yourself. It doesn't mean anything and shouldn't be looked down upon in any way.
Yeah, preach. That's it.
Y'all already know.
Cheers. Shangela, cheers to you. And you want to take the next story?
Oh, yes, indeed. Okay, now this one is good. Speaking of pearls, mm-hmm. that happens to be the name of a very famous skeleton coming from my own hometown of Paris, Texas. Get into this. Over on a local news site called My Paris, Texas, there is a skeleton, actually a lady, who's not a skeleton, a lady named Melissa Baker, okay? And she's gotten recently very locally famous for taking two of her skeletons, you know, that she's decorating with, and having them posed in different positions, in her yard, in her window. People
Look
are loving this.
This.
They're doing camping, the skeletons
I
are camping.
Do love it.
They are watching their little skeleton dogs together.
Are they doing yoga there?
Yes, they're doing poses, yes.
Aww.
That is the downward facing fibula.
I love this.
I love this story. I love that she's doing that. That just makes me happy.
Yeah, well, see, I love that you are happy because I think that anyone in Paris, Texas that can get some extra shine by just being creative, baby, do you. And I probably went to high school with this young lady. I don't need to look at my Facebook. I'm
yeah,
not
right?
Sure.
I bet you know her.
I could. It's small. Melissa Baker, Shangela, call me.
That's right.
Now, you say you're from Paris, Texas, but I know, Shangela, during the pandemic and lockdown, you actually stopped performing and went home to Paris to stay with your family. What was that like?
Oh, you know what? If there was ever a silver lining to something as hard and difficult that the world's been going through, like the pandemic, it would be the amount of time that I was able to go and spend with my mom and my grandma, my little nieces and nephew, my cousins, my aunt, everybody. Because I've been on the road for, like, the past decade. Just traveling. I performed on every continent except Antarctica, and I got a happy feet number I'm gonna take down there. But it's really great to be able to spend time, and I never knew, you know, my grandma's 83, she's in a wheelchair. She had never seen me in drag in person before, and I was getting in drag to, like, make cameo videos or, you know, do Zooms, and she said, you look just like Tina Turner. I said, thanks, Grant. And then one time she told me I look like a white woman. I said, oh, okay. My foundation was a little light, I guess. But it was so much, it was so great. It's been so great for our relationship to be so close together. I got to do her makeup, you know, we would play around. And just recently at my college alma mater, she came and surprised me and watched me perform for the very first time. Mm. And it's just a really beautiful moment to be able to have with my family and be a part of it. And that's one thing that this pause on life really helped me to do, is to reconnect with my family. And in our show, like, we're here, we travel around, and a lot of people don't have that support from their birth family. And I'm very grateful to do that, and I try to share them with the world.
And tell everybody what you call your grandma.
Oh, that's Grangela. Yeah. It's like Shangela with the Grand. Yeah, Grangela. Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Grangela.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, and thank you for sharing that. I was completely wrapped in that story. I just love that so much.
Oh, thank you.
You know, our last story, we've got this TikTok wellness trend. It's totally free and it's easy to do. It's all the rage, the hot girl walk.
Yes!
The website Toast reports that the hashtag hot girl walk has over 5.9 million views, and the concept is credited to a TikToker named Mia. And the concept is simple. Go for an hour-long walk every single day and focus your thoughts on just three areas. Number one, things you're grateful for. And number two, things you want to achieve. And number three, how crazy hot you are.
Oh, yes, that one.
Just the empowering message to yourself. And Shangela, I mean, I would love to learn a hot girl walk from none other than you.
Would you teach us how to do it?
Well, baby, if y'all want the walk, let's go.
Okay,
let's go.
Come on.
Okay, where do we
come
go?
Come on, Drewzy. Come on.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Now, we're gonna do this one in place, okay? But generally, you can take all the walking you want, all right?
Okay.
This is like on Maryland in the middle, okay?
Yeah, exactly,
okay.
The runway.
That's
yes.
Right. But you want to, the hot girl walk is all about, you know, positive affirmations. So you get that step, come on, get the step in. Get the step, come on, hip. Yeah, there go, Diva. Come on, all right, you're new.
Oh, I got it.
There you go. Now you're walking, and you say to yourself, I am fabulous.
I am fabulous.
I turn the party.
I turn the party.
I love myself.
I love myself.
Every room I walk in, I'm gonna make a change.
Every room I walk in, I'm gonna make a change.
Sunshine.
Sunshine.
Fruit roll-ups.
Fruit roll-ups.
I don't know, that's things that make me happy. Yes! And then you stop, because I don't know how those two girls do their hot girl walk, but I have to stop sometimes and just go, ooh, yes, I'm feeling it.
Ooh, yes, I'm feeling
it. That's it!
We're celebrating friendship and discussing it in the commercial break, and how much our friends and loved ones and support means to us, especially in the last few years where we've all experienced unprecedented things due to the pandemic. And when our next guest got diagnosed with COVID-19, he said the doctors and nurses not only saved his life, but ultimately became his guardian angels. Please take a look at his story.
Hi, my name is Kevin Devine. I'm from Staten Island, New York. I came down with COVID on March 20th, 2020. They were pumping me with all different drugs at the time they thought were going to work, and I was getting worse. My oxygen level was down to almost 60. It's clear and simple. I was dying. The doctor came in and says, Kevin, I got to put you on a ventilator. I said to him, Doc, I'm not going on a ventilator. Everybody's gone on a ventilator has died or is dying. So at the time, I didn't know her name, but her name is Janine. Young nurse, I had two nights in a row. She sits down next to me at the edge of the bed and goes, you remind me of my dad. And if my father was sitting in that bed right now, I would tell my father to go on that ventilator. The next thing I know, I woke up 42 days later. The nurse in the room jumped to the sky. She goes, oh my God, you're alive. Because I was just laying there like in a coma. Had to learn how to walk, had to learn how to talk, had to learn how to feed myself. I lost 105 pounds. There's no family. My son, my daughter, my wife couldn't come. So my nurses, they were my angels. They, you know, gave me that Hey, you're gonna do it. You're gonna do it. You gotta do it. And one nurse, I never got her name. I'm so sorry I didn't. Came in the room one night and was having a bad night. I thank this nurse to this day. She called my wife and said, hey, can you send a picture? So they downloaded it and they printed it up. And the girl brought it in the room. She goes, hey, maybe this will help. And I stared at that picture day and night. That was my will to get home, my will to get strong, my will to keep fighting. I really wish if she's out there and she sees this, that I can one day get together with her to tell her how that little gesture for her meant so much to me.
Hi, Drew.
Hi, Kevin.
How are you?
I'm so moved by your story.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm so compelled by so many aspects of your story. How does it feel for you retelling it now that there has been some time, but putting yourself back in these moments?
It's tough, Drew. Like, watching the video, you can see my eyes started to well up.
Mine too. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
And, that's unfair, because I pride myself on being this big, tough guy. And here I am, first time I get on TV, I got tears in my eyes. So kind of came off like, oh, my God, I got to get my composure here. And like I said in the story, the young nurse, Janine, sat at the edge of the bed with me and told me, go on the ventilator. You got to remember, Drew, I'm watching TV, and everybody on the ventilators, they're dying. And I don't want to say this and sound rude or anything, but there was a truck outside filled with bodies of people who didn't make it. That's how fast people were dying. So now this young nurse, Janine, I love her. I'm going to say this line, and I hope you understand what I'm saying. Those three girls are my Charlie's Angels. They really were. They were.
I love that so
they
much.
They were my Charlie's Angels. And, and then when I made the decision, I'm in the room, and the nurses on the right, nurses on the left, they're putting all these things on me, getting me ready. And this one nurse, Tina Marie, I grabbed her hand. I says, listen, don't let me die. Don't let me die. And I looked at her and I says, if I die, you please let them know I love them. You let my wife, my kids know I love them. I mean, I never seen. So you're going through that. And while you're going through all that, you know, next thing you know, the doctor's wheeling me in, and he's telling the guy, the anesthesiologist, start hitting, you know, and me with the anesthesiologist. So the anesthesiologist looks at him and goes, why? He goes, I'm crying. The doctor even said, I'm crying. This guy's, the emotion coming through him. And like I said, then I woke up. Like I said, 42 days later, I opened my eyes, and the nurse in the room had a tray. And she throws the tray in the air because she's scared out of her mind. She looks down at him and she goes, oh my God, he's alive. And you know when somebody says that to you and you're looking around like, yeah, I'm alive. Of course I'm alive. I'm not supposed to be dead, am I? Should I? You know.
Where was I? Where am I?
And you got to remember, I got a tube in my mouth. I got a thing in my throat. Trying to say, I'm alive. And then that nurse in that hospital, and I never got in touch with her yet. I hope that somehow she's watching. If you are, you remember the story, you have to, because I'll never forget it. She came in the room, and I was having a real bad day, and I was getting upset, and she said, let me see what I can do for you. And Drew, she just took this upon herself. She reached out to my wife, Lori, got in touch with Lori, and the next thing you know, she come in the room, and she showed me that picture that you saw on the screen. And, you know, of course, you cry, because family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Family. It's all you got. And I said, that was total motivation. Total motivation. And Drew, I can't thank her enough. I can't thank her enough because I don't know if I would have made it. You know, it's easy to quit in life.
Thank God for her. Have you gotten to speak
with
her?
No, I have not gotten to speak to her. That's why I hope in one way or another somebody gets this to her. And I would love to get together with her one time.
Well, I have someone else here that I want to surprise you with.
Oh, no, you're not.
I am. It's actually the doctor that you spoke of, Dr. Victoria Tuito, if you don't mind coming out, please. Thank you.
How are you?
Oh, God, you look amazing.
Thank you. You don't mind, though. That's the picture. Those are the girls.
That's Thanks, Lori.
That's Lori and Michelle.
Oh,
sit down, sit down. Come on, I have to catch up with you.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much. Lori, his wife, is here. And I can't thank you enough for being here because hearing
Neither can I.
Story.
Neither can I. Thank you.
So good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Victoria, you are a doctor.
I am a doctor.
And in that moment, what was it like for your perspective?
Well, I was a brand new doctor. I was actually still a fourth year.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Medical student, and then there was an emergency call to graduate all those fourth-year medical students to increase the number of doctors that could work. And I had done all my training at that hospital, and I just figured in a time of mayhem, this was a good way for me to give back and take a little bit of control. And I actually met Kevin after his critical illness had already passed. And I think that when you think of, you know, the ICUs and the intensity, obviously that part is very difficult to get through. But we also forget that once you've been in a bed for over 40 days, you get debilitated, and there's a lot of work to do to get back to your normal baseline. And I just saw that he needed family. Family is what you need to get through these difficult things.
How do you know to do things like that? Is there a person, a place, a thing, something in your life that catapults you to have that intuitive nature?
That's what I was brought up doing, was loving people and taking care of people and treat everyone as if they're your own family, and that's what I tried to do for you.
Oh, thank God for people like you.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Victoria. And thank you, Kevin, for sharing your story and your family for being here. And Dr. Victoria, I love your story. Thank you for sharing it with us. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Our next guest is someone I used to hang with back in the day. We had so much fun. We had this crew of friends. Everybody like traveled. We played. It was the best times. And he is just someone we've all loved since the days of Felicity. And now he has everyone talking because his character, Nick Marsh, made a return on the season 18 premiere of Grey's Anatomy. Take a look.
I have a very comfortable situation in Seattle. I have safety, I have comfort.
And now you're gonna trade all of that in? You're gonna risk it all? Listen, you're not a safety person, Meredith. You're not a comfort person. It's not your nature.
How do you know?
Because it's not mine either. And it takes one to know one. You're gonna risk it all, and win or lose, it's gonna be a hell of a ride.
Please welcome my friend, Scott Speedman!
Hello.
Speedman!
Hello, how are you?
I'm so happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you too.
I wanna start with congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You're
yes.
seconds away from having a baby with your girlfriend,
I know.
Lindsay.
I know, any day now. So I'm checking my phone all the time when I'm away and all that stuff.
Is it true that you have brought something over from a nearby friend?
Oh, well, yes. We had to go pick up. We're doing it at home. We're going to try to do a home birth for this one. So we had to go pick up the tub from our, just happened to be our neighbor. We don't know these people. I just knocked on the door and this guy just delivered this tub, and now I'm in charge of blowing it up and getting the water in and all that stuff. So it's kind of a weird experience, I'm not gonna lie.
When we used to like prance around, all of us, we had a core group of friends who were all connected. So Scott and I were connected, and we just went on really fun adventures together. And we were not anywhere near parenthood at that point.
No.
And to
no.
see us now all grown up, it's fun.
Yeah, that feels like a long time ago, but it really wasn't that long ago, but it feels like a long time ago to me, for sure.
I have a picture here.
Uh-oh.
There you go. There's you and Justin Long.
Uh-huh.
Having a good time.
Yeah, that's the party guy face right there, for sure.
And, well, I think it goes a little notch higher. There you go. There you go, Speakman.
Okay, here's my theory on this one. I used to ride my bike everywhere. Like, I'd ride my bike to a party, hang out for a little while, then ride my bicycle to another party. And I think that's me deciding to change into, like, my party outfit in the middle of the party. So that's what's going on there. I feel like I got it all out of the system way back when, and now I can just watch Netflix at night and do nothing.
Me too, Speedman. I mean, I have two little girls, 9 and 7, and they are the love of my life. And I too am at home watching Netflix, which is a perfect parlay into the fact that not only Grey's Anatomy, which we'll get into in a minute, but the show You. I mean, everybody loves this show. I'm obsessed with it. How did you come about joining that cast? You're like in every cast. I'm freaking out.
You know, to be honest, my girlfriend was obsessed with that show, so I'd watch it over her shoulder every night. And then during the pandemic, I got the offer to come do it, and I thought, you know, it was a great role, interesting role. Why not take a shot? So there I was on You.
And then let's get into Grey's Anatomy. Ellen Pompeo asked you directly.
Yes.
And I was wondering what her conversation with you was like when she asked you personally to do this.
I'd just gotten off another show and she sent me the script. And it was, you know, to be honest, it was a very well-written script. And I thought it'd be fun to go do. And I really like her and just decided to take a shot. I was naive to think that would be my only episode. But as soon as that episode aired, they started, you know, asking me to come back. And it wasn't the right time. But this year, they asked me to come back, and it just felt right, so I jumped on. And I'm having a lot of fun doing it.
I'm not surprised Ellen Pompeo is asking you to personally come step into this role, but my God, the fans of this show with the McDreamy and the loyalty and the fastidiousness of who is ever going to, like, be with this woman, that must have been, like, I mean, there's a lot of baggage there with, like, people and their opinions.
Yes, there was a lot of opinions. They had warned me that the fans are, quote unquote, very passionate. I didn't really know what it meant until the show premiered. My girlfriend was showing me stuff on Twitter, and it was all very positive, and then I made the mistake of going over.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
To the Instagram page for Grey's Anatomy. I just decided to take a peek at the comment section, and that was like, you know, Shelley Long and The Shining finding Jack Nicholson's writing. Just, it was like 12,000 comments of, diatribes against me. Just all caps, no, no, no. They're very passionate. They have their own ideas about who she wants to be with. And
It's a very big cult following. People love it. And then you recently just joined social media for the first time ever, right?
I did.
Why did you join?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, everybody I work with was talking to me about it for years, and I've always been like, no, it's not the right fit. I can't do it. Oh, God, there it is. I'm not much of a shower. I'm more of a private dancer in that way. I don't really like showing stuff. Like, the idea of doing selfies just seems crazy to me, and putting them up there, I get that that's what it is, but that's just difficult for me, and I don't think that'll ever change, but... You know, it's good for me to do. It's good to break it wide open. So I don't mind giving it a try, but we'll see how long it lasts. I'm not so sure.
Can I get involved in your social media presence?
Yes, I need some help.
Okay,
please.
Well, there's someone here that I'm very starstruck over, and I'm really excited. And we're going to cut to a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to meet them and talk to you about your social media.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back. I'm here with a dear old friend and the incredibly charming Scott Speedman.
Hello.
Oh, Speedman, I'm so happy for you. I really am.
I love when you call me Speedman. It's great. I love it.
I've only ever called you Speedman.
I know. I will ever call you Speedman.
Even
no, I love it.
Now that you're about to be a dad at any moment, I'm just
any moment
so happy for you and Lindsay. Really. I mean, we knew each other when we were kids, and we're being grown-ups now, and I don't think it ever feels like being a grown-up, but I don't know what that sensation is, but I'm glad we're at this time in our lives and that everything, that you're just killing it out there, you know, with your career and parenthood, just doing all the things, Speedman.
I'm trying to do all the things, trying to be an adult. We'll see how it goes.
Well, part of doing all the things and being an adult and being in our jobs is being on social media.
Yes.
Well, I would love to personally get involved in your social media game. I'm all up in your biz, Speedman, in a segment we're calling Drew It For The Gram.
Oh, no. That sounds terrible already.
All right, for every good social media account, it needs a good throwback Thursday. So I used those two pictures that I personally took of you in the first segment. Let's bring up you and Justin. This would be a great one to do under hashtag Throwback Thursday. Everybody loves a throwback.
Yes, TVT, I got you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
Well, the other one, as I spoke to Martha Stewart about personally, and she taught me all about a thirst trap. That would be a thirst trap.
Is it? I don't think that's a thirst trap. I don't know what that is, but not a thirst trap. That's what? Like a disorientated human that's probably inebriated in the middle of a party with his underpants.
Okay, lastly, it always helps to have a picture with an influencer. That will literally boost your numbers like nobody's business. Influencers are quite powerful people, such as someone that we have here. She has over 1.1 million Instagram followers and over 1.6 million TikTok followers. Please look at one of her most famous videos right here.
I had so many cute outfits planned for this year that I couldn't wear. So I just wanted to show you. See this? I love it. I couldn't wear it. Love it. Couldn't wear it. Then there's this. Love it. Couldn't wear it. Love it. Couldn't wear it. And this was supposed to be my cute costume, but no.
Please say hello to the one and the only, the original. She's so hot, she actually has imitators. It's Tika the Iggy. She is a phenomenon.
Okay.
She really, really is. I mean, I'm starstruck. All right. I really am. And she liked me. She gave me a big lick earlier, which was really nice. And if you would like, we'd all like to take a picture with you, Speedman, and Tika.
Sure.
And I'm telling you, it's going to...
Up the game a bit.
It's going to up that game because Tika has game. All right, so here we go. We're going to lean in. I'm going to come closer to you.
Okay.
And then we'll look forward. We'll say...
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tika on three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Tika.
Tika. Great. Thanks, Tika. I appreciate it.
I will make sure to get a special message and some words of wisdom from Tika to send to you. But mostly, I'm probably going to send you some gear that I discovered along the way of being a parent that absolutely was essential. And I know you, Speedman. I feel like you're going to want to travel light. And, like, I'm going to get you some light gear.
Nimble.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to get you some light, nimble gear.
Okay.
Because parents can get really overloaded. Like, just going to the grocery store, you feel like you're, you know, packing up a U-Haul, and it's nuts.
Okay. These are the things I don't know. I don't know what I don't know. That's the thing here. I don't know what I don't know.
Well, I think we all know this. We love Scott Speedman.
Right back at you. Thank you, Julie.
Great
to see you.
I'm so happy for you, Speedman.
Yeah,
I really
likewise.
Am. Season 18 of Grey's Anatomy airs Thursday at 9, 8 central on ABC. And be sure to check out the new season of You, streaming now on Netflix. Love you, Speedman. We'll be right back.
Love you. Yeah. Bye. Bye.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Let's get creative. Check out this fun idea.
Hi, Drew. Let's make DIY pumpkin pillows. Start by cutting your fabric into a rectangle. Take your tapestry needle and thread and sew a running stitch along both of the long edges of the rectangle. You want to leave a tail at both ends of the fabric. Then take your fabric and fold it in half with the fuzzy side facing in and stitch along that short edge. Once you finish, pull the two tail threads on one edge and tie them shut. This is the bottom of your pumpkin. Next, stuff your pillow and then tie it shut. Take your jute string and guide it under the pillow. Bring it to the top, cross the string over, and wrap it back around the bottom. Continue this step, altering from the top and the bottom of the pillow. This is how you create those cute sections in the pumpkin. It's kind of like wrapping a present. Continue the step until you're happy with the sections. Make sure to tie the string tight when you finish. Look how cute! For the stem, cut the unicorn horn to the size that you like and glue it to the pumpkin. Glue jute string around it to cover the styrofoam. To finish, glue a little burlap square on top of the stem and trim around it once the glue is dry. And voila! Thanks for watching.
That's genius! Why didn't I think of that? Someone I've known for a very long time. I've watched her become an editor-in-chief, a talk show host, a judge on one of the biggest fashion shows in the world and the longest running, a best-selling author. And now I'm so excited to see her bloom into her latest role, mom-to-be. And from our studio in Los Angeles, please welcome my dear friend, the maven, Elaine Welteroth. Oh. Drew. Oh, Elaine. Oh, I'm so happy to see you.
How are you gonna make me cry already? It's like been 3 seconds and I'm already like, oh God.
Because you're pregnant and emotional?
I'm pregnant and it's crazy that you're the first person I'm talking to about it.
I feel so grateful for the opportunity to be the first show that you're revealing this, talking about it, sharing everything, because I loved what you put out on Instagram, and you're such a pioneer in the field of social media, and you put this beautiful film out. I don't know how you have, like, this editing team. Literally, it's a beautiful film that you put out to announce your pregnancy. Will you tell me about choosing to make your announcement in such a cinematic, poetic, personal way? With a particular piece of music that was very important, too.
Well, I mean, first of all, thank you. I haven't heard it described that way. It's so moving. I was like, I probably should, like, I don't know, come up with something cool, like a cool way to share this, because it's so special, it's so intimate. And so actually my friend Lena Waithe, who is a TV maven, film maven, she was like, oh, I got a team. She was like, you gotta use my boys. And so she hooked me up with this amazing video editor, and we just sent him like all of the random kind of iPhone videos that we've been capturing throughout this journey. While it was still a secret, and they did an incredible job. Every time I look at it, I cry like it's the first time. Like, it's just, it makes me so emotional. Even Jonathan, he's a musician. He made this beautiful lullaby, and we used that for the video because I was like, you know, that is the perfect thing. We have to share this with the world. So to be able to share that felt so, so special, and people have been so kind. And I just feel grateful to be here with you. I felt so safe talking to you about it.
You are in, thank you so much. You are in such safe company. I mean, there we go. There's me pregnant. That's my yoga mat that I guess I chose not to bother rolling up. And there I am carrying life, dragging my yoga mat. But I just was like, you know, I'm going to show this to Elaine because all the great photos and bliss. And I mean, I was like Jabba the Hutt on like steroids of just, I was like, and then everything I did was just eat a lot and just sit there. And, you know, I was lucky enough that this carcass that I've totally damaged over my life was able to give me two children. It's a miracle. And I got you a gift, actually.
No.
Yes.
You did not.
Oh, yes, I did. Okay. So I got you this pack and play. By the way, I became a real gearhead. Okay, I got you the Dome sound machine. This changed my life. And some people are like, leave the windows open, make noise. Like, don't have a baby that's like, can't handle light and noise. I was like, turn 15 of these on and don't tell me how to raise my baby, okay? So I got that for you. And then I picked up the peanut. This didn't exist, but it's my favorite changing table.
Oh my God.
And your little one will just love it. It's like, it's just a miracle. It's the best little changing pad, and they get really attached to it. And all of the babies know. Now, this is my favorite pack and play, and I'll tell you why. Maybe I'm just messy. It could be me. Oh, what is that thing? It's all taped down and like, okay, see, this is why I love this pack and play.
Oh my God.
Sorry. I didn't know they were going to put all the straps on. Okay, see.
Okay, Auntie Drew is killing the game already. This is crazy.
By the way, maybe it's just messy in my world, Elaine. Okay, I want everyone to see this. You take a pack and play somewhere, and you're a world traveler. Like, you're cool, and I bet you're going to take your little one.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
With Jonathan and Travel the World, I've tried every pack and play. This one is my absolute favorite.
Stop it. Stop it. You're like Santa Claus for pregnant ladies.
It's the only one that's like this. Boom! I'm just so excited for your journey. I had to get you my three favorite items that I learned about as a parent for babies.
You are the sweetest human in the entire world. I love you.
I am definitely
gonna cry my eyes out when I leave here. Thank you so much. My mom is definitely crying right now watching this. This is unbelievable. You are the best. Thank you so much, Drew.
I can't wait to watch the latest season of Project Runway, my very favorite show on television. I I'm so thankful because I need this show in my life and I can't wait for this season.
Thank you so much. It's gonna be the best season yet, I have to tell you. I can't, there's not a lot I can tease, but it's gonna be really good.
Well, I'm so glad that it's back on Bravo Thursdays at 9 p.m. I will be there on tap every single Thursday at 9 p.m.
Yes!
I love you so much!
I love you!
Pick from the Little Yellow Book, my personal guide to things I really want to share with you. And today, it's a fresh seafood fest delivered straight to your door.
Wow.
I know, I love that.
Fantastic.
City Pier Seafood's Easy Entertaining Kit. I love this. City Pier Seafood is a family-owned company that does all the legwork to make sure you're getting fresh, sustainably sourced seafood wherever you are. And in this kit, you've got everything you need easily prepped, heat, serve, dinner, party, happens. Oh, bacon wow. Wrapped shrimp, scallops, lobster crostini. Ross, do you feel like a king? That's a 0 point shrimp right there.
Usually she's force feeding me carbs. So
that's
look,
right.
I'm eating lean.
It's so true, I'm your literal nightmare.
I would argue with you, but she's right.
There's so much more on the City Pier Seafood website, and everyone in our audience today is getting a $200 City Pier Seafood gift card to shop for your own feast.
Oh my God.
And
this one?
And we can all feel like kings. I love, Ross, that you go for like the 0 point shrimp, and I'm like, how about this one? Thank
so
you,
good.
Everybody, so much for choosing to spend your time here today with us. We make the show for you, so take this good energy with you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.